I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. During the long months of winter, a lot of West Virginians enjoy observing birds in the backyard, drawn there by their bird feeders. But you need to take some responsibility for those and make sure you're not doing more harm than good. I'll tell you a little more about that right after this. Thousands of West Virginians have backyard bird feeders, and that's great, but Rich Bailey at DNR says you need to make sure you get those down and thoroughly clean them from time to time.
Keeping bird feeders clean is not just important for having a nice-looking backyard or whatever, but it's also incredibly helpful for the birds in terms of their health. Really.
So what's the recommended way to properly clean your bird feeder?
You want to rinse them out and scrub them down with soap and water, rinse out all the debris, stuff like that that might get lodged in the feeder. But on top of that, you actually be great to get one of those 5-gallon buckets that you can go and get at Lowe's or something like that. And you want to soak those feeders in a bleach solution, 9 parts water, 1 part bleach, and just soak the feeders for about five minutes, 10 minutes, something like that. And what that does is that disinfects the feeders. And obviously, after you're done soaking them, you want to rinse them off again with fresh water. Let them dry out. Keeping them dry is important. So once they're completely dry, then you're free to go ahead and put fresh seed in there and go ahead and rehang them.
That's a process you should do at least every 2 weeks, once a week if it's a hummingbird feeder. Now, Bailey tells us failure to do that can cause all sorts of problems.
Seed itself can go bad. It can get wet. It can mold. You can get mold and mildew and fungus growing in there, and that can be detrimental to the bird's health. And really, that's the main thing. There are diseases that birds carry, particularly with birds like finches. If there's a bunch of birds at the feeder, they can kind of transmit it to each other. But also, it's kind of like how you go to the bathroom in a public restroom, you want to wash your hands. It's the same thing. They go and clean those bathrooms. You got to go and clean the bird feeders.
Also, if it appears they've refused to eat what you've offered, it may be your food with the problem.
Things that you should also do is if you have old seed, this is particularly the case with thistle feeders that folks will hang out. It's also called Niger seed. And they'll put it out for goldfinches and other birds. That seed can dry out over time, and it can end up sitting in the feeders for a long time because it seems like the seed is getting not getting eaten, but the birds are not eating it because the seed is not really good for them anymore.
Keep the bird feeders regularly cleaned, and it can lead to many hours of enjoyment watching them in the backyard. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.